Today's daf is daf lamed tes. Today's learning is sponsored by the Hershkovich family lineage, Bas Moshe Ben Yehuda Leib, and by the Weider family for Shem for Daniela Tzipora Bas Dina. So today's daf, the bottom of lamed ches and beis. We got to the last two lines. The Gemara is continuing with some agana to Amar Rish Lakish. My dech siv. What does the pasuk mean when it says im lo leitzim hu yalit? If one person wants to be leitzanus, so he should continue be leitzanus, which is not a good thing. Ula navim, those who are humble yitain chayin. That a person should give chayin to such a person. Rashi explains last line here. Rashi says im la anavim huba lischaber yitain lo tain mishviyad alitain. Those who want to affiliate to associate with the anavim, we should grant him chayin. That's a good thing. So Gemara says this is the very source for the concept that we all know. But litame poschin lo balatam yisayinu. So if a person wants to be involved in tumah, so we give them the opportunity to be involved in tumah. Let's lay tzanus. If a person wants to become tahor, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu's Messiah also could support a person, assist a person to be in the world of a tahara. Tana debay Rabbi Shmuel, mashal adam sheya mocher neft farsimon, a person who sells different types of spices. So the din is if he balim doda, if he wants to go measure neft, which is not the sign that doesn't smell very good. So you say omrlo madad atlasbacha, you go and measure it yourself. I don't want to have this bad smell. That's tumah. And balim doda a farsimon, if he wants to measure out and buy some spices that smell good, he omrlo, the store owner says, hemtinly wait for me. Ad she'emdod imcha, let me measure it with you. Kedei shenis basim v'ani v'ata. This is me and you together could benefit from the good smell. So whatever direction a person wants to take in life, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to assist them. So Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Avera mitam temes libo shel adam, an Avera, it clogs up, it constrains a person's heart somehow, it affects them in a physical and a spiritual way. Shenemar says in the pasuk, v'lo sitamu behem, v'nitmesim bum, altigrate v'nitmesim ela v'nitamtam. It's going to somehow clog up the heart, it's going to have an impact. There's a discussion in the Acharon if a person eats Nevela and Trefa, it's referring to a person who eats this pasuk, it's referring to Nevela and Trefa. If one eats it accidentally, or even Ba'onis, not knowing, is it going to have this impact, Timtam Alev? That's a discussion in the poskim. Some say only if he's aware of it will be Metam Tim Alev. Others say no, even if he's unaware of it, so serious is Nevela and Trefa, it's going to be Metam Tim Alev, the Lev, regardless, because it's more of a physical reality, not because a person necessarily violated that particular Avera. The Tanur Ban of the Brisa says further, Titamu ba al titamu bahem, mitibesim bum, odam mitame atzmo me'at, then mitamin oso harbe. The way the Brisa learns the drush is, if titamu, don't be mitame, because if you are, then vinitam tam, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to increase the tumah. So again, odam mitame atzmo me'at, if a person engages in tumah, even just a little bit, then mitamin oso harbe milamata, then Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to create more. If a person is going to create tumma in this world, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to create tumma from above. If a person creates tumma in this world, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to have tumma for him in the world to come, which is most likely a reference to Gehenim. So Gemara concludes the end of the parak now. Tanur Rabbanan v'tzkadishtem hayisem kadoshim atem mekadosh atzmo ma'at. Same idea, if a person sanctifies himself even a little bit, then Mekashin also harbe. If a person, then Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to increase the Kedusha on him. Milamata, if a person increases his Kedusha in this world down below, Mekashin also milamala, it's going to come from above. And Be'olam Hazeh, Mekashin also li'olam haba, if a person has Kedusha in this world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to reserve Kedusha for him in the world to come. Hajar lach, amar lem, hamamuna. So that completes the third parak of the Masechta. Now let's move on to the fourth parak, as the Mishnahs continue with the Avodas of Yom HaKippur. So the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us, the parak begins, a Tarif B'Kalpi. What's the Lashon of Tarif? So Rashi explains the three lines down in the new parak. Rashi adds, Tarif means Pitom B'Trefa U'B'Chatifa. It means grab it quickly. We're talking about picking the Shnei Garolos, the Sar Lashem, the Sar Lazazel. We don't want the Kohen Gadol to figure out which one is which by kind of reading the print on it. So we have him pick it out really quickly so it can't be Mechavin. So that means Tarif means to grab very, very quickly. So it's like a trefa, when a trefa animal attacks another animal, it's done quickly. So tarif b'kalpi, and the kalpi is a box, so he grabs quickly the shnei garolos from the box. V'hela shnei garolos, he picks up the two little tickets. Echad kasev alav l'shem, one says it should be l'shem, which is a sar l'shem. V'echad kasev alav l'azazel, the other one says l'azazel, and it indicates which one, the right hand is the right goat, and the left hand is the left goat. Haskan b'yamino, the skan, the backup kohen gadol, is to his right. And a Rosh Beis Av, the one who's in charge of the other areas of the Beis Mikdash, she's called the Rosh Beis Av. He's Mismola, he stands on the left side of the Kohen Gadol. Im shel shem Allah biyamino, if the Lashem lands on the right hand that he picks out of the box, so then Hasgan Omer lo, the Skan, the assistant Kohen who's standing next to him, he says, Ishe Kohen Gadol, Hagbe Yemincha. The Kohen Gadol, please lift your right hand, showing that Lashem, there was a big, it was a simon, a good simon, if the Lashem landed in the right hand. So he tells him to lift his right hand to show that he got Lashem in the right. Vim shel shem Allah b'smola. If, however, Lashem was on the left side, the left hand, so then Rosh Beis Av Omerlo, the individual standing to his left says, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Hagbe Smolcha, lift your left hand to show Lashem is in your left hand. Nasan al shnei hasirim, then he places the shnei garalos on the two goats in front of him, respectively. Vomer Lashem Chatas, and he says the words, Lashem Chatas. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Lo hayatarach lomer chatas, Ela Lashem, simply say Lashem, you don't need to say Lashem Chatas. Behein Odom Achrav, and after hearing Shem Hashem, the Shem of the Farash, he wouldn't say Hashem how I just said it, he wouldn't even say Anas, he would say how Yudke Bavke is pronounced, how it's written, that's not how we say it, but how it's written, that's the Shem of the Farash. When hearing that name of Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash, behein on ma'acharav, baruch Hashem kavod malchuso li'olam v'ed. So that's the Mishnah. This is the next step of the Hagrala of the Shnei Se'irim. So Gemara says, lama li tarf b'kalpi. I explained the reason why already, but the Gemara asks, why did they grab really fast from the box the Shnei Garalos? Ki heicha de lo nechavin v'lishkal, so he shouldn't be able to figure out which is whether Lashem, which is Lazazel. If you look at Rashi, the first Rashi on the Gemara, the lo nechavin shloi mashmesh lahavin b'mishmusho, he shouldn't be able to feel around, ezeh shel shem v'yit lana b'yamim, so he should take Lashem in the right hand. Why would he want to do Lashem in the right hand, dafka? The fishu simin yafeh kishu ola b'yamim. The Kohen Gadol wants to have a simin yafeh, so he might try to have it work out that the Lashem is in the right hand. So in order to avoid this, we want it to be more, hashkacha, he has to do it really quick, a split second, hands in, hands out, whatever happens, happens. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava points out, Kalpe shall eat Haisa. It was made of a wooden box, Vishal Chol Haisa. It also wasn't Kadosh, it was a regular Chol, it wasn't a Klisharis. Vein Machzekes Ela Shtei Yadayim, it only fit two hands exactly, there's no room to even maneuver. You fit your two hands in very tightly, and it comes out, you can't even move them around. That was the requirements of the box. It was wood, it was Chol, and it only fit two hands. So Mask of the Ravina, Bishma ina machzekes el shtei yadayim. I understand why they made it so tight and small to only fit two hands. Ki yechad ola lechavin b'lishkal, so you shouldn't figure out which is Lashem, which is Lazazel. El shel chol nikdashay. Why is it made from chol? Why don't they make it a kadosh? Why not make it a klisharis? What's there to lose by making it a klisharis? So imkein havle klisharis shel eitz v'chol klisharis de eitz lavdinim. We have a klal. We don't make a klisharis out of eitz. And since, for whatever reason, it's made of eitz, we'll see in a second why. Since it has to be from eitz, we cannot make the eitz into klisharis. That's why it's a chol. So then asks the Gemara, so v'navde tikasif, v'navde dezav. So don't make it of eitz. Make it of silver. Make it of gold. Why do you have to make it of eitz? Make it of silver or gold, and then make it into a klisharis. So the Gemara says, hatara chasa amamonam sheisrael. The Torah wanted to save the money of the yidden. They didn't want us to spend so much money. So you look at Rashi for the source. Rashi points out here, he says, the Rashi we want is, there we go, Hatar Chasa, Shinemar says in the Pasuk by the Metzora, Bitziva Karin Ufinos Abayis, the Karin tells the individual, the owner of the house, to remove all the kelim from his house before he declares that there's Negatzeras. Ama Chasa Torah Al Pachim Shokliches, and it wasn't things that are very expensive, it was just some pottery that was taken out, Shein Lam Taru B'mikvah, because once those became Tameh, you can't put them in the mikvah, so save the pottery, which is not very expensive. So im kein, chasa mamonim kal, if the Torah is concerned, even with that which is not too expensive, kol shkein mamon chashuv, certainly about spending gold and silver, certainly they are concerned, im kein, chasa mamonim shel tzirun kal, chomrek amamona shel tzadikim, certainly of the tzadikim of the Beis Hamikdash. And that's why we make it from eight. So now, the Gemara many times tells us actually, there is no poverty in the place of wealth. The Beis Hamikdash was a place of wealth. There was plenty of money, plenty of gold, plenty of silver. They did not spare any money there. So how come sometimes we have Chas Mamonon El Yisrael and sometimes we have Ein Anis B'makom Ashiris? So the Mefarshim trying to figure out when we apply, when we don't apply. It goes back and forth, not for now, but it is an interesting survey throughout Shas when we apply which ones, when we don't apply different ones. That's what comes out.
You also do that someone individually donated, like we saw 2 days ago.
Right. So they actually ask this question. They ask, the Ritva says, wait a second. We had the guy who donated the Goral that for payasos was made of gold. This one wasn't made of it. So they explain, since this Goral is not actually an avoda, we're going to see Amr Beis, the Goral of Sheisir is not an avoda. So therefore, there's no need to make it of gold. Now, the truth is the same as the pious was also not an avoda. So it's unclear why one is different. The Ritva tries to figure out why that one was gold, this one wasn't. Now, if they wanted to make it of gold, maybe it would be accepted. Maybe it would be accepted. Now, another question that they ask is, in the Havamina, where we're going to make this this Goral, this box, the Kalpi, into Klisharis, they ask the question, how do you make it into Klisharis? The din by Klisharis is only through rubbing Mishichas Shemen Amishcha, or by an Avoda, by doing the actual Avoda, will create something as a Klisharis. But when it comes to this, the Goral is not an Avoda. If it's not an avoda, how do you actually make it into a klisharis? So one answer would be, in a chanami, you would have rub oil on it. That's what you do. The other answer, the Ritva says, that since it's even though it's not an actual avoda, but the usage is to do a hagrala, by doing the hagrala, that will be the avoda to make it into a klisharis oil in the havamim. Either way, the Gemara concludes, it's not from gold, it's not from silver, it's not a klisharis, it's simply eight, and it's chol, that's it. So the Gemara now says, Masnizin, our Mishnah is delo kihai tanya, it's not like the following tanya. The Tani, the Brisa says that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Haskan, Rabbi Eliezer himself was a skan, the Kohen Gadol, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, comma, or dash, Haskan, the Kohen Gadol, Machnisin Yado Bekalpi. Not only the Kohen Gadol, he wouldn't put both hands in, he actually would only put one hand in his right hand, and the skan would put his right hand in as well. Im Biyaminosha Kohen Gadol Ola, so if the right hand, the Kohen Gadol, he picks up Lashem, so then Haskan Omer Lo, the Skan also picked up the other one, but he says, he turns to the Kohen Gadol and says, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Hag Be Yemincha, lift your right hand and show Lashem. Vim Be Yemino Shel Skan Ola, if however the Skan picked out Lashem in his hand, Rosh Beis Av Omer Lo, the Kohen Gadol, Davar Milcha. Now in that case, the Kohen Gadol has a Chalisha Das, because it's a bad simon if you pick up the Lashem in your right hand, rather you pick up the Lazaz on your right hand. So if the Skan, who is his competition, they're competing, who's going to get Lashem, who's going to get the Lazazel, if the Skan picks up, the Kohen Gadol feels bad, so we don't tell him to lift up his right hand, or the Skan to lift up his right hand. The Rosh Beis Av says, just say what you need to say, say Lashem L'chatas, or say Lashem alone, but don't lift up your right hand, or the Skan shouldn't lift up his right hand. So Gemara says, V'nebele Skan. So why didn't the Skan tell him to lift up his right hand? Why is the Rosh Beis Av telling him to lift his right hand? Came into Losalik B'yodeh, since the Kohen Gadol wasn't Zocha, to have Lashem in his hand, Chal Shadaita. He feels a little insulted, he's offended, so he'd be very, very sensitive to his feelings, so we have the Rosh Beis Av tell him to say Davar Milcha. So, B'mai Kamifiki, what's the Machlokas? Our Mishnah said that the Kohen Gadol puts both his right hand and his left hand in. This Brisa says that no, the Kohen Gadol puts his right hand, and the Skan puts in his right hand. So what's the Machlokas, whether the left hand of the Kohen Gadol or the right hand of the Skan? What's that Machlokas? And so the Gemara says, B'mai Kamifiki, Mar Savar Yimine, the Skan Adif, Mismolo the Kohen Gadol, the right hand of the Skan, although the Skan is only a backup Kohen Gadol, but we know all the avodas must be done with the right hand, so the right hand of the backup Kohen Gadol is better than the left hand of the actual Kohen Gadol. Umar Saver, however, our Mishnah felt, ki hadadei ninu, they're actually equal, they're both of the same playing field, so in theory you could do either one, but our Mishnah chose to use the left hand of the Kohen Gadol over the right hand of the Skan. So man haitana de palig aleh de Behuda. Who is this phantom Tana? Who is the author of our Mishnah who argues on Rabbi Behuda? Rabbi Behuda is the Brisa that says the Skan's right hand. Who authored our Mishnah that says no, we rather the left hand of the Kohen Gadol? That is Rabbi Chanina Skane Kohanim, who he was the Skan of the Kohanim. The Tani, the Brisa, says to Rabbi Chanina Skane Kohanim, Omer, Lama Skan Miyamina, why is the Skan the backup Kohen Gadol on the right side of the Kohen Gadol? Shim irobo psul b'Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol becomes possible himself, nichna skanu mishamesh tachta. This way, he's right there, ready, prepared to be backing up. So wait a second. If it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, the skan's on the right side because he has to do an avoda. He has to put his hand into the kalpi. But the fact that Rabbi Chania doesn't say that's the reason. The only reason why he's there is for a backup, but not to do any avoda, clearly implies that the skan does not put his hand in, and therefore Rabbi Chania Skan Kohanim is the author of our very Mishnah. Now, Tosafos Yerushalmi asks, how is it possible? Our Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol could use his left hand to do an avoda. How is that allowed? All the avodas, the Mishnah Tzvachim tells us it has to be done with the right hand. Suddenly, here comes the Goral, he could use his left hand. So Tosafos Yerushalmi says this is not the only time on the Yom Kippur where we find the Kohen Gadol using his left hand. When's the other time? We didn't see this yet together. Anybody know, though? We didn't see this just yet. It's the name of, the next parak. Is it the next parak, the fifth parak? Let's see. Yeah. When he goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he holds the Kaf Machta with his right hand and also his left hand. Ah, asks Gemara, how could you use your left hand? Because with Makom Efshar, then you can use your left hand. So this is also Makom Efshar. He only has two, he has to pick two things. He has two hands, one right hand, one left hand. He does not have two right hands. So he has to use his left hand, and therefore, B'makom Efshar says, Tosus Yishanim, you are allowed to use the left hand like this case, and like Kotas Kaf Umachta. So Gemara then says, so then you can ask, wait, there's not even avoda, so why? So the Tosfos Sham assumes anything, even if it's not an actual avoda, even a shechita, for example, the shechita, which is lav avoda, the Gemara says, yet you have to use your right hand, so it doesn't have to be actual formal avoda to require anything involved in the base of Mikdash, you have to use your right hand. So then the Gemara says, last 10 lines of the Gemara, so of the Amid, Tanya Rabban, the Brisa says, Arbaim Shana, Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon HaTzadik was a Kohen, Gadol. And he worked in the base of Mikdash for 40 years. Hayagorel Ola Biyamin. For 40 years, when he served as a Kohen Gadol, it always Lashem always landed on the right hand, which is obviously a nace. Statistics will not allow for that. So this is obviously a nace for 100% return for 40 years. However, Mikan Ve'elach, after the service of Shimon HaTzadik, Pamim Ola Biyamin Pamim Ola B'Smol. Then it went to statistics. Sometimes it was the right hand, sometimes it was the left hand. And furthermore, during his lifetime, during his service in the Beis Hamikdash, Hayalashon Shel Zehuris Malvin, the Lashon Zehuris was the red little string that they tied, we'll see later on as well, in the base of Mikdash. They tied another string on the horns of the sheep or the rock near the sheep. So it would always turn white, which would indicate that there was a complete kapara. Mikan ve'elech, after his service, pamim malbim, pamim ena malbim, sometimes it turned white, sometimes it did not turn white. Payaner maravi dolik, and always in the morning, the way it worked was they lit the candles at nighttime, and by the morning, most of the candles were extinguished, except for the Ner Maravi. The Ner Maravi, which was a machlok, is which one it was exactly, but it was, according to one opinion, it was the second one from the east. Others say it was the center one, depending on whether the menorah is facing north, south, or east, west. That's a machlok, it's a menachos. But it was one of the candles that was remained lit, even in the morning, even after all the other ones went out. And even though this was really, it should have been the first one, because if you look at Rashi writes here, Vaya Ner Maravi Dolik, La'acha Shekavu Shar Kol HaNeros, after all the other candles are extinguished, V'yafa Pi Shemi Menu Maskli, even though this was the first one that was lit, L'Hadlik Arvis Bo, and you imagine therefore it should go out first, Haya Messiah Hatavas Neros Shacharis, V'hu Eidus Shechina Shara B'Yisrael. This is what the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, that this was the testimony that Shechina was with us, the very fact that the Ner Maravi remained lit even in the morning after all the other ones went out. So if during the times of Shimon HaTzadik, the Ner Maravi was always lit in the morning. Mikan Ve'elech, from that point on, after he had died, Pamim Dolik Pamim Kava. Sometimes it was lit, and sometimes it was not. Haya Eish Shamaracha Mizgaber, and the fire, the Eish Tamid, on top of the Mizbech was always strong enough. It did not need V'lo Hayu Kohanim Tzrichim Lahavi Eitim L'Maracha. They would not need to add wood to the fire. Chutz Mishnei Gzir Eitim Kedei L'Kayim Mitzvah Eitim. The only thing that they would do is just add the two logs every morning, but not to fuel the fire, because that was unnecessary, just to perform the mitzvah of Shnei Gezirim, but was able to last on its own, the Eish Tamid. That was all true during the lifetime of Shimon HaTzadik, but Mikan Ve'elich, from that point on, Pamim Misgaber, Pamim Ein Misgaber. Sometimes the fire did continue to exist, other times it was not strong enough and needed to be fueled. And even though that was the case, Kohanim always dedicated and donated wood to the Maracha. V'nishtalcha bracha, and there's an incredible bracha, v'omer, and the carbon omer, v'shealecha, muvlechem upon him, which meant that v'chol koin shemegia kezayis, anyone who even just got a tiny kezayis of the bread of either these carbonos, any of these carbonos, yesh ochle v'save, yesh ochle moser, people would eat it and be very full, and people would eat and even have leftovers from it, because that's how full it was. That was an incredible nace that was there. That was all true again during the times of Shimon HaTzadik. But Mikan Ve'elech, from that point on, Nishtalcha Me'ira Be'omer V'She'alachem V'Lechem upon him. There was a curse that fell upon these carbonos. V'chol Karin Magia Kepul. If they had a tiny amount of a lechem that was the size of a pool, like a little bean of some sort, Hatznu, and those who were more modest and more careful, more particular, Moshkin Esedem, they would remove themselves. It was only a pool, it wasn't worth it. There's no mitzvah at that point anymore. There's no, it wasn't a kezayis. So they wouldn't eat from these the bread. V'agarganim, those who were those who were gluttonous, no lin v'ochlin, they would take and eat even if it was a tiny crumb of bread. U'mayis be'echa, there's once an event, shenatol chelko v'chelik chaver, a guy took his own and also stole someone else's food as well. But you call him also Ben Chamson, they would call him a Ben Chamson, a guy who took food from everyone else. Now, there are a number of interesting things here. that the Tosi Shan on the bottom points out, that's very small here, but he asks the question that the Gemara says if a person was Magia Kapul, a small amount of bread that was less than Kazayas, he would eat it. So it sounds like how you ask the Tosi Shan, how you Makayim the mitzvah, if it was less than a Kazayas. We know every time there's a mitzvah, Achila, Achiz Matzah, Achiz Mara, there has to be a Kazayas. So if there's only a size of a Kapul here, what's the mitzvah of Kazayas here? So Tosi Shama answers, he says, V'yei Shlomer, delo by Kazayas Lagami. You don't really need a Kazayas. Ela Kazayas Adif V'chashiva Achila. Kazayas is always best. But to perform the mitzvah, you don't actually need a Kazayas in general. Less than a Kazayas is also sufficient. And that's what he answers. So they actually try to prove from the Tosi Shama, there's an interesting question. We know that last parak of Maseches Yuma talks about Chatzi Shir, Asim Min HaTorah. When it comes to a Lo Saseh, not only if one eats something that's a Shir Kazayas, but even half a Kazayas, one violates an Issur Midaraisa, according to Reisha Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah. Yosef Engel asks the question, is a Chatzi Shir by Mitzvah Aseda? Could you perform a mitzvah in the positive, even half a shir? If you're eating half a shir of matzah, is that going to be at least a mitzvah? It's not the full mitzvah, it's a partial mitzvah. So they try to prove the Tosi Sham here in the bottom that perhaps there is a mitzvah even less than a shir, chatzi shir. The best is the full shir, a full kazayas, but even chatzi shir would also be a performance of a mitzvah. That's how some bring a raya. Now, it's not such a good raya because this discussion of a shir and a chatzi shir is only when there's a maisa achila. There's a lot of proofs that tell us that when it comes to achilas kachim, it's not about the maisa achila. Rather, it's that the kachim should be necha, that it should be eaten. Not that I have to eat it, but the chafsa should be eaten however it's gotten. So as long as me, you, and everyone has a crumb, in the totality of it's all eaten, that's the mitzvah. It's not about a maisa chila, it's about being eaten. So this may not be a raya in general for the concept of a chatzi shir. So going right to down the Gemara in the Lamed Testament Beis, so this individual was called a Ben Chamson ad Yom Moshe. Until he died, he was called a Ben Chamson. That was the din. So that was his name. Not such a glamorous name, but that's what happened to him. So Gemara then says, top line of Lamed Testament Beis, Amar Rava Bar Barchana, Bar Shila rather, my crowd, what does the pasuk mean when it says? It says, in Tilim, Elokai, Paltenu Miyad Rasha, Hashem, please save me from the hands of the evil, the Rasha, Mikaf Ma'avel V'chometz, he who grabs. So that's the pasuk that tells us, Achamsa Nechometz is one who grabs. Rav Amar brings another source, Mehacha, Lomdu Heitev Dirshu, Mishpat Ashu, Chometz, that's also indicating the Lashon of Achamsa is one who grabs away. Asher Chometz, Ve'al Tashu, Chometz. So again, this is the language of one referred to as a chamtan, is one who steals. If you look at the previous page just for a second, the Tosus, there's one short Tosus there. He asks the question, he says, V'yafal pishigam garganim achem chotvin v'ochlim kamosa. Why was this the only one called a ben chamtan? Many people apparently had done this in the base of Migdash. They grabbed food from each other. Why did he earn this title? So Tosus gives two answers. Yesh lomar, the fishah hu chotav mechamtan acher. He grabbed from another chamtan. If you take from a tanua, okay, that was normal. A guy doesn't care. Take my food. But to take from another chamtan, that's already a higher level. That's why he's called the bar chamtan. Then the second answer, Tosa says, Inami, acherim, look, bidu, kishu, choltun, zemize. Don't really care. That's how it was. You know, you go to yeshiva sometimes. I never learned in the mirror, but people told me in the mirror, the way it works is anything that falls off your tray, it's hefker. So if, like, you know, if you took too much, meatballs, and a meatball fell off, a guy would just grab it and you lose it, just like that. No one was makbid. That's how things were done. That were in the mirror, supposedly. So people were not makbid. But this guy, when you grabbed from him, he was a makbid that you can't take from. I can take from you, but you can't take from me. That's why this guy earned the name of Bar Chamsim. Gemara now says back to Lamed Testament Beis, five lines down. Gemara quotes a brisa, Tanur Rabbanan Osa Shana Shemezba Shimon Atzadik. That year that Shimon Atzadik died, Amar Lehem, he told his chaverim, his friends, his talmidim, b'shanazu, who makes, he knew that this was the year he's going to die. So Amar lo, minayin ata yodea, how do you know that this year, are you a Navi, that you know you're going to die this year? So Amar Lehem, he tells them, b'chol yom ha-kippur, every single yom kippur, the past 40 years, ha-yom ez-damin li-zakin echad lavish levanim, v'atuf levanim, there was some old man, and it seems to be a malach, that was dressed in white, who nichnas imi, v'yatsimi, he came inside the Kodesh Kedashim, and exited the Kodesh Kedashim with me every single year. And today, Hayom, Nizdamin Lizakin Echad Lavash Shchorim Vatav Shchorim. But this year, the Malach was dressed in black. He came in with me, but did not exit the Kodesh Kodashim with me. And Acher HaRegel, after the Regel, seemingly after Sukkis, then Chala Shiva Yamim, he was sick for 7 days, Umes, and he died. And from that point on, they stopped using Shem Hashem for the brachas of Birchas Kohanim. So Tosfos Shem asks in the bottom, if you could see, it's very hard to see, those who have good eyes, the small font, so the bottom, the top one on the bottom left of my page, Tosfos Shem asks the question based on the Yishalmi. Yishalmi asks, Parach, V'aksiva v'chol adam lo yeh b'ol moed. No one's allowed to be in the ol moed. When the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, we're going to learn this later on in the Masech, I think maybe even in this parak, that you can't go in when the Kohen Gadol goes in the Kodesh Kodashim. No other person could be anywhere in the Heichal. So then, v'afilu osam darshan, v'afilu osam shekosabem, u'pnem pnei adam, even those individuals who have the face of a human being, that's a reference to a malach. A malach apparently has a face of pnei adam. So not even a malach could be present in the Ol Moed when the Kohen Gadol goes to Kodesh Kodashim. So how is this allowed? How is it possible that in this Damnei Lo, this Malach at that very time? So Tosfos answers, unclear what this means exactly, but he writes in Metaritz, Kavod HaKodesh Baruch Hu Haya. It was somehow the honor of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What that means, I have no idea, but it was somehow representative of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not an actual Malach. So then the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan. Arba'im shana kodem churban habayis, 40 years prior to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, lo haya garel olam b'yamin. It would not go on the right, it would always be on the left side. Lashem would always be on the left for 40 years straight. Lo haya lashem shazur's malbin, the red string would not turn white for 40 years straight before the churban. Lo haya ner maravi dalek, and the ner maravi would not remain lit. Hayu delasos ha-heichal niftachos me'alein, and the doors of the entrance way to the heichal would always open on its own, which was not a good sign. Ache gar bahen Rabbi Yochum and Zaka, and Rabbi Yochum and Zaka, he reprimanded them and screamed at the doors. Amalo, he says, Heichal, Heichal, Mipnei Ma'ata Mavis Asmecha, why are you like showing fear of yourself? Yodei ani b'cha shetovcha asur lichar. I know in the end you're going to be destroyed. V'chvar nisnave alecha Zechariah ben Edu, he already prophesized Pasa Pesach Levanon Dlasecha, that the doors of Levanon or the Beis Hamikdash are going to open, V'tochal Eish Ba'rezecha, and the fire is going to consume it. I know this is going to be, but please stop opening on your own. When it happens, it happens. So Amar B'Yitzchak Ben Tavlai Lama Nikar Shmo Levanon. Why was the Beis Hamikdash called Levanon? Shemal Ben Avanosein Shal Yisrael, because it whitened. It brought a mechila to all the sins of Klal Yisrael. Amar of Zutcha Bar Tuvia Lama Nikar Shmo Ya'ar. Why is the Beis Hamikdash also called a forest? Just like a forest, it blossoms off of Beis HaMikdash Milavlev, so to the Beis HaMikdash also somehow blossomed. What did it blossom? Damar Rav Hoshaya Bishah Shibana Shlomo Beis HaMikdash. When the Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, Nataba Kol Minim Megadim Shelzov. He planted some types of trees and bushes that grew gold. Right, gold grew from trees in the times of Shlomo HaMelech. But you will see in Peros Bismanein, and fruit will come out. The Chavin Sharuch Menasheves Ben, and when the wind would come, Hayu Noshin Peirosem, and the golden fruits would fall down. Shenamar Yirash Kilavanon Piryo Umehen, and from these golden fruits, Hayisa Parnasa Lakuna, he was able to provide Parnasa for the Kohanim. The Chavin Shenichnasu Ovdi Kacham Lehecha, by the moment that the Ovdi Kacham entered into the Beis HaMikdash, Yavshu, these golden trees withered. Shenamar Ufarach Levanon Umlal, which is a lesson of a drying up. V'yasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Lachzir Lanu, in the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to return these golden trees to us. Shenemar Parach Tifrach, in the future, V'saga, we're going to rejoice, Af Gilas, V'ranan Kavod, Halavanon, Nasin La, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the future, is going to return these golden trees. So then the Gemara says, goes back to the discussion of the Gorelos. We said, the Kohen Gadol puts his hand in, both hands in, he takes out Lashem, takes out Lazazel, and he places it on top of the Shnei Sirim, and he says, Lashem or Lashem Chatas. So the Gemara says, Tani Rabbanan Eser, Pamim Maskir Kohen Gadol Es Hashem. There are 10 times where the Kohen Gadol mentions Shem HaMeforash, Shem Bo Bayom on that day in Yom Kippur, Shlosha Bevidui Rishon, Vishlosha Bevidui Sheni, Vishlosha Bisuyam Shalech. There are 3 Viduim that Kohen Gadol makes that day. One is for the par, representing he and his family. The second one on that same par for the entire Sheva Kuna. And the third time he does it in the Siyam Shalech, representing all of Klal Yisrael. In each of the Viduim, he says Shem Hashem 3 times. If you look at Rashi all the way towards the top, 2 narrow lines down, says Rashi, Shlosha Bividui Rishon, Shapar, On Hashem, Chatasi Ani Hashem, Kaper Nifnei Hashem, Titaru, Hashem is mentioned 3 times. He says that Shem HaMeforash, that's 3 times for the par, 3 times for the par a second time, and 3 times for the Sar Meshalech, that's a total of 9 times. The Echad Bigarolos, and 1 when he says Lashem Chatas, is the 10th time. The Kfar Amr Hashem, Benishba Kol Biricho, and then the sound of the Kohen Gadol's voice was so powerful, it was heard all the way in Yericho. Now the Toshim asks a question, wait a second, what about when it came to Birchas Kohanim? He also said Shem HaMeforash during Birchas Kohanim. Shouldn't that be 11th time? Or, a couple more times? So the Toshi Shaman says, when it came to the Birchas Kohanim, he did not say Shem HaMeforash. He would actually just say simply Hashem's name, but he wouldn't say Shem HaMeforash. So there are only 10 times where he said Shem HaMeforash. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Yushlaim Liricho Asara Parsels. There are 10 parcels between Yushlaim and Liricho. V'tzir Delos HaHeichal Nishma, B'shmona Tchumei Shabbos, when they'd open up the gates, you'd hear the hinges of the doors opening up in the Heichal. You'd hear it a distance of 8 tchum of Shabbos. And that's like 8 times 2,000 amos. Izim Shebiricho, the goats who lived in Yericho, Hayu Metashtos, Meriach Haktoros, smelled very nice from the Reach Haktoros, made its way all the way over to Yericho. Noshim Shebiricho, Ein Tzrichos Lizbasem, Meriach Haktoros. The women in Yericho did not need to put perfume on because they had this natural scent by being so close to the Haktoros. And Akala should be Shulaim, Ein Tzrichos Lizkashet, Meriach Haktoros. And Akala, also, she would not need to put perfume on because she was even closer and more potent from the Haktoros itself. If you take a look at the Tosos on top there, the second Tosos, he writes, Kala, Shib Yushalayim lo ha'yusat tzricha lizbasim miriach ha'ktaris. Tema, how is this allowed? Damar perakol shod the psachim daf chav vav, kol umare miriach. Sound, vision, and smell, ain bem mishum me'ila. There's no me'ila, one's not violating me'ila for me'ila, if these are from Hekdesh, there's no carbon, but Gemara's medayik, v'dayik me'ila hu deleka, there's no carbon me'ila, ha'isra'ika, but there still is an iser to get hana from Hekdesh, whether it be kol, mar, or v'reach here. So how could the kala in Yushalayim use the reach of the kedaras? Isn't that an iser? Although it's not me'ila, it would be an iser. The toes in the bottom here says, the last three lines, v'yesh lomar, eino aser elishlo yikivu atzman lazara k'dei l'ariach yoseh. You cannot approach the Beis Hamikdash with the intention of getting hana from the reach. But to live where you live in your apartment in Yerushalayim, if you happen to mimela get the smell, that's okay. But to do a ma'isa, to do yikru, that's the only where it would be a problem. So the Gemara then says, back inside, Amar Rebbe Yosi ben Dugoy Machlok, is whether that's the girsa or not. Izim hayula abba, his father had goats ba, hare michmar, these different mountains that were nearby Yerushalayim. Fahyu mit ashtos, this meirech haktos, it smelled very well, smelled very good from the Ketaris. And Amr Rabbi Chibar Abin, Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Sachli Zakin Echad, an elderly man once told me, says Rabbi Yeshua, that Pam Achas Halachti L'Shiloi V'Rachti Reach Ketaris Mibain Kosa. I once went to Shiloh and I was able to smell the Ketaris between the walls. We know the Mishkan Shiloh spent a couple hundred years in Shiloh, so the walls of Mishkan Shiloh had some smell from the Ketaris as well. So the Gemara then says, okay, back to the Goral. So we're talking about the Goral now. So the way it worked again was the Kohen Gadol put his two hands in, picked out Lashem, Lazazel, and placed them on the Shnei Seirim that were in front of him. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yana, Alias Goral mitoch kalpe ma'keves. Taking out the Shnei Gorals was ma'akev. That was a necessary stage of the Avodah Yom Kippur. However, Hanacha ain't ma'akeves, but to place him down on the Shnei Seirim, that's not ma'akev. That was certainly lichatchila, but b'diavad, if they did not do this, this would not ma'akeves. Yochan Omer, Af Aliyah in the Makavis. He argued and said, even the Aliyah, even removing the Shnei Gorals from the Kalpi, even that is not a Makavis. So the Gemara says, Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Dvarm Hanasim, Bibig de Lavan Bechutz, Lo Makve, Kuyama Lo Pligi de Lo Makve. So let's backtrack for a second. I'll stay outside. We'll look at Rashi and the Gemara. We'll put this together. The Gemara here is foreshadowing a discussion we haven't yet seen. So everybody agrees. We discuss Big Day Zav, we discuss Big Day Lavan. So Big Day Zav is whenever you do an avodah chutz, an avodah of a regular day, a karban tamid, a karban musaf, that's a avodah Big Day Zav. Anything unique to Yom HaKippurim, the Shnei Seirim and whatnot, is Big Day Lavan, when it's done bifnim. So in other words, when you take the Kohen Gadol takes the blood and sprinkles it on the parochas, he sprinkles it onto the Kodesh Kedoshim, he brings the Ketaris inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's Big Day Lavan bifnim. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama, the Chachamim, whether an avodah Yom HaKippurim that's done outside, whether that requires Big Day Lavan as well. So the goral was done in the Azara. Now that's a Yom Kippur avodah, that's a goral, but it's done b'chutz. Do you have to wear Big Day Lavan for that as well, or you don't have to wear Big Day Lavan for that? So now the Gemara says, back inside, let's appreciate this. Again, the machlokas between Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochan is whether the Aliyas HaGorel is Makeves or Ein Makeves. So what's this machlokas? The Gemara tries to explain. Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda Damar Dvar Mahanasim Big Day Lavan Mibuchutz. That matters that are done Big Day Lavan even when you're outside Lo Ma'akve, that's not Ma'akev. Anything that you wear Big Day Lavan Mibuchutz, in general, that those type of avodas are not Ma'akev. So Kuyam Lo Pligi Lo Ma'akve. So this would be an example of wearing Big Day Lavan Mibuchutz. He held for the Goral, you need to wear Big Day Lavan. But he also holds, since it's done Mibuchutz, if you don't do the avoda, it's not Ma'akev. So since the Aliyas HaGoral is done b'Big Day Lavan b'chutz, it's not ma'akev. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We'll look at Rashi to put everything together in just a second. Keep holding. When is there machlokas between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan? That's Aliba de Rabbi Nechemia. He argues. So man the damar, he holds that big day lavan b'chutz, it is ma'akev the avoda. Man the amar ma'akva, krabi nechamya, those who hold that the aliyas goral is ma'akev, and that's Rabbi Yana Shita, because he holds like Rabbi Nechemia, that big day lavan b'chutz is ma'akev the avoda. So this is a big day lavan b'chutz. Man the damar lo ma'akva, the one who holds that even Rabbi Nechemia will agree it's not ma'akev, in general he holds big day lavan b'chutz is ma'akev, but by goral he agrees it's not ma'akev. How do we know? Hani mile avoda. Only time Rabbi Nechemia holds big day lavan b'chutz is me'akev, it's when you're actually doing an avoda. But hagorola is lav avoda, it's not an avoda. And therefore, even he would agree it's not ma'akeves. That's the machlokas. So take a look in Rashi's, then we'll finish off the Amud. Rashi says that, look all the way up on top, aliyas goral mitoch kalpi ma'akeves. It's around 10 lines down. He says, aliyas goral mitoch kalpi ma'akeves is an avoda. He calls this avoda. The only way you're able to distinguish which one's the goral, rather which one's Hashem, which one's Lazazel, is through the goral. That's called an avoda. And the fikach tzarech liros eitzah al b'yamin v'yesar shayamin nikabo, by picking up the right hand, placing it, picking it up. That's necessary. V'yze al b'smol yesar shasmol nikabo. So the hagrala creates the Shnei Sirim, Lashem Lazazel, and therefore it's an avoda, and it's ma'akev according to Rabbi Yana. So then jump down to Rashi, two more Rashi's down, af aliyah ain't a ma'akevis. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even the aliyah picking up is not ma'akevis. Why not? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds, im yikra kohen shem chatas al ha'echad, v'shem azazel al chavero, hukva b'lo hagrola. If he wanted, we wouldn't advise this, but the Kohen Gadol decides to say that one's Lashem, and that one's Lazazel, that would actually work even without the hagrola. You're just lacking in the best way to perform the mitzvah, but it's not ma'akevus. That's the machlokas in general. And now the Gemara tries to figure out connecting it to Rabbi Yehuda and to Rabbi Nechemia. So look at the next Rashi now. Rashi says, "Ali with Rabbi Yehuda beperkotzi alone daf samich pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia the machlokas in machine but say the avodas to the haknim as a muchar." You change the order of things, whether it's ma'akev or not ma'akev. The Amr Rabbi Nechemia kol seder avodas shenasus bebigdei lavan bein bifnim. All the avodas that you have to wear big lavan, whether it's the avodas done inside, could go in lefnai lefnim, bein mibachot, whether it's done outside, could go in beheichel, or even ba'azara, that's ma'akev. Rabbi Nechemia holds all types of avodas big lavan is ma'akev, regardless of where you're doing the avoda. The chuka, the chsiva bin yana, da'achemos alayel chsiva. When it says chuka, the word chok, it applies to all avodas of big lavan. Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo chsiv chuka, el bedvarma, hanasim big lavan mibifnim. Rabbi Yehuda says the word chok only applies to big day lavan that's done inside. Hilkach hagrala, she ainu nases mibifnim, el b'chutz, hagrala which is done outside, even though one wears big day lavan, it would not be ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda damar hadvar anasim b'chutz, lo ksiv chukah. That's machlokas, okay? So now, an avoda done outside is not ma'akev. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. So now Gemara says again, the machlokas of Yochanan and Rabbi Yana is now with Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says a big day lavan b'chutz is not ma'akev, so certainly agrala, the aliyas agrala is not ma'akev. But within the world of Rabbi Nechemia, who holds that a big day lavan b'chutz in general is ma'akev, what would he hold by agrala? Rabbi Yana says he would hold it's ma'akev as well, just like any other big day lavan b'chutz. But Rabbi Yochanan argues and says no, he only holds big day lavan b'chutz is ma'akev when it's an avoda. But agrala is not called an avoda, and therefore it's not ma'akeves. Look inside the last four lines of the Gemara here, and Amr Beis here. Ikadami, others say, Ali with the Rabbi Nechemia, Dami Ma'akva, Kulama lo pligi de Ma'akva. No, flips all the way around. Rabbi Nechemia holds, in general, a big day lavan b'chutz is ma'akeves, so therefore everybody agrees that Aliyas HaGoral is ma'akeves as well. Big day lavan is b'chutz. When is there machlokas ki pligi Ali with the Rabbi Yehuda? The Amr Mandamar lo Ma'akva kubi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in general holds a big day lavan b'chutz is not ma'akev. So here as well, that's Rabbi Yochan. It's not ma'akev. This is a big day lavan b'chutz. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So how come Rabbi Yana argues? Man damar ma'akev, the one who holds, Rabbi Yana who holds, that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree in this case by agrala, it is ma'akev. It's why? Shiny hacha, because the Tani Beikra, Asher Allah, trezim in. There's a cloud when it comes to Kachim. When the Pasuk repeats a concept twice, it's Shana Beikra, Tani Beikra, Shani Beikra, different yourselves. So once it repeats it, that tells it's ma'akev, even though it goes against the general rules, this would be an exception to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So let's quickly recap. We start off with the Gemara talking about this concept of a person who's a person wants to be balatame, metamina so, balatar, latana so, balakadish, mikachina so, one who wants to whatever track he takes in life, we support him either with tumah or tara, Kedusha or Tumah, we support him either way. Then we discarded the new parak, the Mishnah, about the Tarfa Kalpi, the Shnei Garalos, that the Kalpi had to be, it was made of wood, it was made of chol, it was made of only two hands, so the Kohen Gadol couldn't figure out which is Lashem, which is La Azazel. It was made of Kli'etz because Chasa Amamonon Shayisrael. We discussed that our Mishnah was where the Kohen Gadol put both hands in, but there's a Brice or Behuda who holds that the right hand of the Kohen Gadol and the right hand of the Sgan, they felt that was better than the left hand of the Kohen Gadol. We discussed the 40 years of Shemot Tzadik, where everything was good, where the candle was always lit, and the Goral was always on the right, Lashem was the right hand, right side, and the fire never went out. But after he died, he was Yesh V'Yesh, it wasn't always so Pashut. And then we discussed the case of Bar Chamson, he grabbed away the food from other people. Then Amar Beis, we discussed further that the Shemot Tzadik knew when he was going to die, because every year a white, an angel of some sort, a covered Shemayim, it was just in white, but this year they're dressed in black, indicating he was going to die this year. And then the 40 years prior to the Korban Beis HaMikdash, everything was bad. There's always Lazazel on the right hand, the red string never turned white, and the Nemar Avi never stayed lit, and all that. And then about the doors opened up on its own until Yochanan ben Zakkai reprimanded it to stay. Why is it called Levanon? The Beis HaMikdash is called Levanon because it whitened the sins. Why is it called Ya'ar? Because it had the golden trees that grew. And then we discussed the 10 times that he said Shema Mafarash throughout the day of Yom Kippurim, and then the smell of the Ketores made its way to the Kal Nishlaim and to the women of Yericho. And then finally, the Machlok is about Aliyah Sagoral, but that's Ma'akevis. Everybody agrees on Nacha is not Ma'akevis, but Aliyah Goral is Machlok is Rabbi Yochanan, and the Machlok is how to read the Gemara according to Rabbi Nechemia or according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.